Deseret News, I'm John Scott. Donald Trump winning the Republican caucuses in Idaho and Missouri. And he's captured all 39 delegates that were up for grabs at the Michigan Party Convention. The former president gaining more ground toward clinching the GOP nomination. His last major rival, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, still seeking her first election season win. A senior U.S. official says Israel has essentially endorsed a framework on a proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. It's now up to Hamas to agree to it. More from the BBC.
It's relatively good news that unconfirmed reports via the United States and also now from Cairo seem to suggest that both sides, the Israelis and Hamas, acknowledge that we could be close to some sort of truce. But that doesn't mean we're over the line yet, because there are some key sticking points.
According to the U.S. Officials, Israelis have more or less accepted the proposal. It includes the six-week ceasefire in Gaza, as well as the release by Hamas of hostages that are considered vulnerable. A senior election official says mediators in Egypt and Qatar expected to receive a response from Hamas during the talks that are set to resume in Cairo. Also at SRNnews.com, the South Korean and U.S. militaries set to launch large-scale military drills.
Dubbed Freedom Shield, the operation is a response to North Korea's evolving nuclear threat. It's a command post training exercise involving computer simulations and will coincide with separate field exercises held jointly by the two militaries. The drills are set to begin Monday and will run through the 14th of the month. Pyongyang has been angered by such drills in the past, viewing them as an invasion rehearsal. Rich Thomason reporting.
This is SRN News. One of the world's favorite Christian platforms blocked by China.
If you live in mainland China, you can no longer access Pray.com. The Communist Party has removed the site from the Apple App Store as part of its ongoing effort to limit the spread and practice of Christianity. Pray.com CEO Steve Gattana says, quote, "Our team is exploring alternative avenues to deliver our content and services to the people in China." More than 16 million people around the world use the app, making it the number one daily prayer platform. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The head of the Jewish community in Denmark says the number of anti-Semitic incidents registered since the October 7th attack on Israel that ignited the war in Gaza have reached levels that have not been seen since World War II. In 2023, 121 incidents were recorded in Denmark. They were chiefly online. This is SRN News. In Senegal's capital, Nicaragua, is a hot ticket among travel agents serving people who want to live in the U.S.
Many migrants take various flights to eventually arrive there legally and then journey illegally by land to the U.S. border with Mexico. U.S. authorities arrested Senegalese more than 20,000 times for crossing the border illegally from Mexico from July to November. That's more than 10 times that of the same period in 2022. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Malaysia's government says it may renew the hunt for missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 after a U.S. technology firm proposed a fresh search in the southern Indian Ocean where that plane is believed to have crashed. The plane with 239 people aboard vanished a decade ago while en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. It vanished from radar shortly after taking off. More details at SRNnews.com.